Yes, that's right. They've already seen in some parts of the wetlands here, the more remote islands, that some of that sheen on top of the water is coming ashore and affecting some of the islands on the outermost parts of the wetlands. The real fear is that that heavier slick will start to come ashore. You can probably see it's pretty blustery here, and that wind is doing two things. It's bringing that huge slick into the shore side, but it's also making that rescue effort that BP is leading very difficult. They can't skim the top of the surface when it's rough like this. They can't burn the oil when it's rough like this, and the booms, and you can see some of the orange booms that are due to go out at some point to try to head off that oil. When it's rough out there, the oil simply jumps over the top and continues its journey in. They are having some success with the dispersants, not only on the surface, but also firing dispersants at the source of that oil, 5,000 feet below the surface of the water. But they really don't know what impact that's going to have. And certainly here, where they really fear that environmental impact and also the economic impact, it really is simply a case of hoping that the worst of the oil doesn't make it ashore.